Hi guys, thanks for watching miasnewpairofglasses.com and welcome to part 6, the Master Key in the Masters and Controllers series. One tactic the controllers use is getting people to fall in the trap of being hyper-focused on one story or aspect, meanwhile getting everyone to miss how it relates to the larger plan at play. When watching these videos, it is important to not get stuck in the details of each subject, but rather use this knowledge to step back and see how all these things create the larger picture of what is and has been going on. This series not only requires you to be the audience, but then to go out into the world and realize this for yourself. Really pay attention to the world that has been presented to you. Knowing what you know now about the EMCO and about your world, ask yourself, what would be the motives for what we are exposed to? Question everything you thought you knew to be true. In my last video, I showed you the structure that sets up our world to be controlled by a single group. All they need to do is have the loyalty and obedience of the ones at the top of every pyramid structure, who steer the ultimate objective of that entity, all the way up to the top of the largest pyramid structure that is our entire world. The military and Hollywood are not unrelated entities. They are both arms or tentacles of the top level controllers. So of course, they work in conjunction with each other. Hollywood helps create our entire perception of the military and every other segment of our world, intentionally negative sometimes and intentionally positive sometimes, but it doesn't matter. It's all part of the plan. If the military is in cahoots with Hollywood, then all aspects of government are in cahoots with Hollywood. Movie and television production were not infiltrated by sections of the government and the controllers. You must realize that from its inception, it was designed to perform a function. It was created to be the most influential tool to form our perception of every part of our world. From the military, to NASA and SpaceX, from the CIA to the FBI to politics, from CEOs of major companies to our perception of the police, the American dream, and so on, from the very beginning. When you totally control what types of stories and images are repeatedly shown to the masses, you essentially control perceived reality. And they control it all. And all of it is controlled. Every single thing you see that comes across a TV, movie screen, or computer screen is part of the script. It is the only way we think we know about things we have no personal experience with. It ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. Mark Twain. I already showed you examples of how Hollywood supports the perception of entities like the military, NASA, and CEOs of private companies like Facebook and SpaceX. So let's talk about the CIA. Here are just some of the most popular movies about the CIA. Now, why do you think so many movies have been made about the CIA, knowing what you know now?
Aliens and robots?
Yes, sir.
You're telling me that there is a movie company in Hollywood right now that is funded by the CIA?
Yes, sir. One of the themes of Argo is about storytelling and how powerful it is, from political theater to the way we kind of communicate to our children to the way that we inspire people, you know. And it's interesting that Hollywood and you know, the clandestine services are both spend most of their time convincing people that something that's not true is in fact true.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir. By far.
The United States government has just sanctioned your science fiction movie.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it's John Chambers about the Office Space. It doesn't matter. It's a fake movie. If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
I got an idea.
They're a Canadian film crew for a science fiction movie.
I fly into Tehran. We all fly out together as a film crew.
I need you to help me make a fake movie.
So you want to come to Hollywood and act like a big shot without actually doing anything?
Yeah.
They'll fit right in.
Are there many actors in Hollywood who also moonlight as agents, do you think?
I think there are probably quite a few, yes. I think probably Hollywood is full of CIA agents, and we just don't know it. And I wouldn't be surprised at all to discover that, you know, this was extremely common.
Are you a CIA?
I am, yes. And now you've blown my cover, so there goes my career. I hope the directing thing better work out.
They would have us believe that the CIA was caught infiltrating Hollywood. In the McCarthy hearings, it was revealed that there were covert CIA operatives within Hollywood. The trap is that people think that that was the conspiracy. So everyone interested in the pursuit of the truth thinks they have it figured out, that a group from the CIA was, or is, working within Hollywood, leading people to believe, oh my gosh, they were caught red-handed. But it's not that simple, and that is not the secret. People completely miss the bigger picture, that since their inception, the CIA and Hollywood equally were created as just other arms of the controllers. The myth that movies like Fargo perpetrate is that the CIA needs to infiltrate Hollywood. The CIA doesn't need to infiltrate something that it already overlaps with. Think about the world's entities as rooms in a mansion. You own the mansion. It would be like breaking into a room in your own mansion. You don't need to. You live there, and you have a master key to all the rooms. Why do you think it's called a master key? Though the CIA and Hollywood overlap in their objectives, just like the military and Hollywood, they have separate purposes too. Another trap is believing that important secrets are released by documents from the CIA through things like the Freedom of Information Act, or from a rogue employee of the NSA like Edward Snowden, or from a pioneer of leaked information like Julian Assange of WikiLeaks. If the controllers control the CIA, and the media that helps promote these documents getting out to the public, and Hollywood that creates the movies about these stories that the media has covered, like about Edward Snowden and Julian Assange, then it stands to reason that these things are not leaked at all. They are purposefully released and promoted. Many get hung up on the mainstream supposed leaks, conspiracies, and stories. They therefore think that they know the threat that's being hidden, so they stop looking any deeper. The real secret is always hidden many, many levels underneath of what it appears to be. What the media promotes has many different functions. They get coded messages to each other through the movies, headlines, and news released. They use stories to distract the masses' attention from finding the real secrets. And they spin events to serve their own storyline narrative. As Brian is covering right now, the code that is not meant for you is in the stories they promote, but the details about the story are the deception. They want the public to believe these things, whether they actually happened or whether they want you to think they happened. Newsflash, they lie. Let's take Operation Fishbowl or Operation Deep Freeze. Many of you have probably seen the televised interview with Admiral Byrd on Operation Deep Freeze. But if it was televised, it was scripted. It is the narrative they wanted the public to see. They told us that they did Operation Fishbowl, where they fired nuclear weapons up to the sky. But did they really? Why would we believe it? Because they told us they did. And their ability to have developed nuclear weapons or nuclear power plants is something they've told us they have. Do they really? Or could the images they promote as from nuclear weapons or nuclear power plant disasters actually be caused by conventional explosives? If nuclear weapons do not exist, then why would we believe that they executed Operation Fishbowl? Same with Operation Deep Freeze. We only know what they told us they did on that expedition to Antarctica and what they told us they found. And if they told us what they found and what happened, you can bet it ain't the truth. Did you know that the operation was filmed by the U.S. Navy and Walt Disney Studios? Need I say more? There are many reasons for deceptions like having nuclear weapons, but most of them are to utilize fear for some objective. When they want a town to quickly evacuate, for example, to get the land to use for whatever they wish, just scare people with a chemical leak or nuclear fallout.
They abandoned it almost overnight. He made them think there was a leak at the chemical plant. It's amazing the panic you can cause with a single computer. He wanted the island, so he took it.
Tells a story, doesn't it? They left the island so quickly, they couldn't decide what to take, what to leave, what was important. And seeing this every day reminds me to focus on the essentials. There's nothing superfluous in my life. When a thing is redundant, it is eliminated.
And this is exactly what they use these types of deceptions for. So if they need an area evacuated, without question, they just scare people with the threat of nuclear fallout or some type of chemical leak. They did the same thing in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, where the government devised a false scare to get an entire area to evacuate so that they could have the land to do as they wished. And they can do it quickly without anyone questioning it. The point is that if they promote a story, any story, it is not what they are telling you. The only level of truth is on a hidden, coded message level, not meant for you. But once you're able to see the code, maybe it does become meant for you. Once you know about the MCO's existence and how close we are to it, it brings into focus quickly what you should be concerned about and what stories are part of the deception to waste time, distract, and divert people's attention. And for most people, it works brilliantly. Think about all those people that are still hung up on chemtrails. Everything in your world is scripted. Everything. And hopefully, you're starting to see that. By now, you may be marveling at the brilliance of this entire scheme and how seamlessly it is pulled off. What group of beings could do all this, having it down to an actual science? It almost seems as if the intelligence of the ones who direct this system of illusion have to have superior intelligence. But we got a ways to go before we get to that. So that's all I have for you guys today. Everybody stay safe, be good to one another, and God bless.